So what's under your pillow?
My nanny
right
on my top.
You what?
My nanny.
I see. Oh, you did cross that nanny knitted you. Do you want one more story?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to sing a song first?
Yeah.
Okay. You better watch out. Better not cry. You better watch out. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming
to town.
He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been
good or bad.
So be good for goodness
sake.
Hey, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better watch out. I'm telling you. Santa is coming to town.
What town?
What town? Ballyball. He's coming to Swords first, then he goes to Ballyball, then he goes up to the Knoll, then he goes to Old Town, Garstown, then he's on to somewhere else in Dublin. That's what happens. What other songs do you know?
Oh,
you know your other song, the James Bay one?
Yeah.
What's that one go like?
With James Bay.
I don't know that song. You're the one, that's your favourite song? The one that you're always singing.
In car?
Yeah.
No, what's that? Mummy telling you?
I don't know.
I don't know too.
I don't know. What do you know any other songs then?
I know.
What? You're always singing loads of songs.
I better watch it.
You better not cry. That is, I tell you something, that is lovely singing. Sometimes when you sing, I just close my eyes and I just think, oh my God. I must be the happiest daddy in the... Oh, you're doing it again. Oh, it's like cake and... Hey, don't be goofing if you're singing, man. Don't be goofing if you're singing. Man, I take that. Soul sister.
Soul Buddha.
Good girl.
Soul Buddha.
Go on, go to bed, you. That's dog for those of you. Go on, go get.
All right. So Tommy not say hello.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right, do you want one last story?
So, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
No more singing then, because it's a bit night time, all right?
I sing in my sleep.
Oh, sometimes I always sing in my sleep in my head.
Mommy.
And you know what else I do? Sometimes I go out and I try and find a flower that's only growing on its own in the middle of the grass. Some of the other flowers look like they're growing beside each other. And then at night time when they blow in the wind, they have a little cuddle and they can talk like my tums. And sometimes I see a flower on its own and I go over and I sing to them very, very quietly because I don't want to frighten them.
So, are people awake?
All what people?
All of them next door.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't like flowers that don't... Well, I don't want them to have no friends. Sometimes it's not their fault because they've no hands. Like a dog. Dogs have feet so they can walk over and sit beside each other. Will I tell the other story? Okay, so this is Lazy Annie and Her Amazing Ants. And this obviously comes from our book, Favourite Irish Legends, Best Loved Tales from Ireland, published by Gill and Macmillan. Excuse me. So I think we're nearly near the end of this book. Yeah, we'll eventually get there, don't we?
Mommy, don't get
fat. Ah, would you pipe down, you horse boxer?
Daddy, Daddy, Mummy, all the way down to bar. Mummy, finish that first.
Yeah, yeah.
Little box.
Yeah, yeah. How about I tickle your ears instead?
No.
No. How about so brother, so sister?
You say so, but I say so sister.
Okay, so brother.
So sister.
You're my best friend.
So sister.
You're my best friend.
My best friend.
I love you so much, and I love you the most in the whole wide world. You're my pretty princess.
You're my holy dumb princess.
I'm a princess? I can't be a princess, I'm a boy.
You're a princess.
I'll go for princess then. Right. Okay, so this story is Lazy Annie and her amazing aunts. That's aunts, A-U-N-T-S, as versus ants, the insect. Annie was very beautiful. She was also the laziest girl in Ireland. One day, a prince rode by her house. "Surely you aren't scolding that lovely girl," he asked when he heard her mother giving out. The old woman was ashamed to admit how lazy Annie was. "My daughter works too hard. She can spin, weave, and make the cloth into shirts within 3 days." "My mother's the best spinner in the land," said the prince. "I'd like to take Annie home with me and introduce her to the queen." The old woman didn't want to admit that she had been untruthful about Annie's skill at spinning and weaving, so she agreed that her daughter should go. Annie was delighted to be invited to the prince's home. She sat on his horse and they rode away together, as you do. Yeah, it's a tale. On the true story, of course it is. On the journey, Annie and the prince fell... Wow, that was quick. Like an episode of Coronation Street. On the journey, Annie and the prince fell in love. They planned to marry. Wow. But Annie didn't dare confess that she couldn't spin or weave or sew. What was she to do? Whew, jeepers. Change her Facebook status or something. Okay, serious stuff. When they reached the castle, the queen welcomed Annie. She could see how beautiful Annie was, but she was even more pleased to hear that she was such a hard worker. And that night, Annie found a huge pile of flax on her bedroom floor. "Start first thing in the morning," the queen told her. I look forward to seeing the thread the day after tomorrow. Good night. Good night.
And with that, the queen left Annie alone in the bedroom, staring forlornly at the pile of flax. The next morning, Annie started to cry because she couldn't spin. Suddenly, a funny old woman with very big feet appeared. "Right. Why are you crying?" she asked Annie. "I have to spin all this by tomorrow, and I don't know how to do it," Annie sobbed. "Leave it to me," the old woman said. "Ask Quilla Cushmore to your wedding, and the thread will be ready tomorrow." "Of course I'll invite you," Annie said. "You'll be very welcome." By morning, the flax had been spun into the finest thread. The queen was delighted. "Excellent," she said. "Tomorrow you can weave that into cloth on my own loom. Have it done by evening." Annie was very frightened. She had no idea how to use a loom. She was sitting beside it sobbing when an old woman with huge hips appeared. "I'm Colic Cromanmore," she announced. "Invite me to your wedding and I'll weave that thread by tonight." "Please come," Annie asked. Annie said. And so the old woman started working. That evening, the queen ran the cloth through her hands. "How soft and delicate," she exclaimed. "Make it into shirts tomorrow. My son will wear one at your wedding." Early next morning, Annie sat sorrowfully by the cloth. She feared she would lose her prince, for she had no idea how to sew. It was midday when a third old woman arrived. She had an enormous red nose. She introduced herself as Quilla Cromanmore Rua. "Right, oh, very good," says Quilla Cromanmore. Shrone is the Irish for nose. Moore is obviously big and Rua being red. So Quilla is her name, so Cromanmore. So it'd be the equivalent of, let's say, Peter, big red nose, in short, and asked for a wedding invitation. "I'd be delighted if you came," Annie told her. By nightfall, the old woman had made 12 perfect shirts. After a magnificent wedding, there was a splendid banquet. Suddenly a footman announced, "Princess's aunt, Quillet Cushmore." The old woman with her big feet came in. The prince's mother thought the old woman looked strange. "Why are your feet so big?" she asked rudely. "Because I've stood spinning all my life," Quillet Cushmore told her. "And you must never spin again," cried the prince. The footman called out again, "Princess Annie's aunt." It's a little bit dark in here, my apologies. "Quillet Cromanmore." In came the old woman with the huge hips. The queen stared. "Why are your hips so huge?" she demanded. "Because I've sat at a loom all my life," the old woman answered. "Darling, you must never weave again," the prince told Annie. Again the footman called Princess Annie's aunt, "Quillet Cromanmore Rua." The old woman with the red nose approached. "Why is your nose red?" demanded the queen. "I bent over my sewing every day. All my blood ran into my nose," the old woman replied. "Dearest, never so," cried the prince. So thanks to these three old fairies, Annie knew she need never spin, weave or sew, but could live forever as an idle princess.